So you saw what is an ambiguous instrument. Ambiguous instrument gives you a doubt in the mind. Is this promissory note or is it bill of exchange? Now you have another type of instrument, that is inchoate. Inchoate instrument. Inchoate instrument is one which is incomplete, which is not filled in, but it is signed. It is signed by the maker. Here there is no doubt whether it's promissory note or bill of exchange. The wordings are very clear, you know that it is only a promissory note or it is only a bill of exchange. But what is the major drawback here is that it is not filled in. The bill of exchange says, Mr. A, please pay to Mr. B, and amount is not mentioned. Sum of rupees, leave it dash. Or in the promissory note, I say, I promise to pay rupees 10,000, but I am not writing to whom. So, these instruments are inchoate instruments, they are signed by the maker. So, they are valid documents. Once a signature is put, it is a valid document. It is exercisable in law, it is actionable. But the problem is that amount is not filled in or the name of the person is not filled in. So, it is an incomplete document. But it is signed by the maker. So, it is also stamped wherever stamp duty is required for bill of exchange. I told you wherever you have a time period, that bill for rupees 5 lakhs, payment after 90 days, some particular stamp duty, say 1000 rupees stamp duty is to be paid. So, that stamp is also affixed. The person making the bill has signed it, but he has not written the other details. He will prepare the bill, hand it over to somebody and say, bhaiya, tum bhar lo isme, details bhar dena. Now, once he gives that blank document duly signed by him to the other party, any person of his choice, and if that person fills in the amount, the maker of the bill becomes liable. He cannot escape responsibility ki maine to amount bharai nahi tha isme, maine to us vyakti ka naam bhi nahi dala tha. How can he get the payment? Ek baar sign karke, blank sign karke usko de diya, to jo bhi usme koi bharta hai, he is responsible for whatever is filled in. The only comfort or solace he gets is that usme jo amount wo bharega, that amount should not exceed the stamp value. Like I said, suppose for 5 lakhs rupees bill, a usance period of 90 days, the stamp duty is 1000. This person has paid the stamp duty of 1000. Now, that person cannot fill an amount of 25 lakhs for 90 days. He cannot fill an amount of 1 crore or 10 crores because amount to bharai nahi hai. And mujhe bol diya usne amount bharo, main kuch bhi bhar lunga. So, why I should say 5 lakhs? I will say 50 lakhs or 5 crores. So, ye nahi kar sakta hai. What he has to fill, the amount should be in proportion to the stamp duty paid on the bill. That is the only comfort provided to the maker of the bill as per the act. So, yahan pe an inchoate instrument is one which is stamped and signed by the maker but has not been completed. An example is a blank check. Now, this is the simplest form of an inchoate instrument. A blank check duly signed and no details are filled in. I sign a blank check and hand it over to you. Le lo, tumko jo bharna hai bhar lo. So, whatever you fill in that, I am answerable to it, I have to make the payment. Main piche nahi hat sakti hun, bol ke ki maine to bharai nahi tha isme amount. So, I am not responsible for this payment. I can't do that. Maine sign kar diya and with full faith, I have given it to that person. Ki bhar lo, apna naam dal lo, apna amount bhi bhar lena. So, jab main de deti hun, to I become answerable. An inchoate instrument becomes a negotiable instrument only when it is duly completed. As long as it remains incomplete, it is an inchoate instrument. Once the details are filled in, it becomes a negotiable instrument, regular instrument. When the inchoate instrument is handed over to someone, that someone gets the authority to fill it. He can fill whatever he wants to. Kyunki jisne usko diya ye bill haath mein, usne bola hi tha ki tum bhar lo isme. वो भरने वाला है, so he gets the full authority to fill what he wants. An inchoate instrument, as I told you, if it is filled up for an amount exceeding the stamp value, it will not be valid. It is not a valid document. It is not a valid bill of exchange. स्टैम्प के अनुसार ही अमाउंट होना चाहिए, अदरवाइज एज पर लॉ इट इज एन इलीगल इंस्ट्रूमेंट, इट इज एन इनवैलिड इंस्ट्रूमेंट. फर्स्ट और सेकेंड और थर्ड होल्डर कैन ऑल्सो फिल इन दीज डिटेल्स. सपोज आई हैव माई ओन चेक बुक, आई टेक आउट वन लीफ, आई साइन इट, आई एम नॉट फिलिंग इन एनी डिटेल्स, आई हैंड इट ओवर टू यू, आई हैव गिवन इट टू यू. नाउ वॉट यू डू, यू ओनली राइट द अमाउंट एंड देन यू गिव इट टू योर फ्रेंड एंड टेल जाओ ये पैसे तुम ले लो. नाउ दैट पर्सन कैन राइट हिज नेम, और ही कैन इवन गिव इट टू अनदर पर्सन एंड दैट पर्सन कैन राइट हिज नेम. सो एन इनक्वायर्ड इंस्ट्रूमेंट इज नॉट समथिंग दैट कैन नॉट बी ट्रांसफर्ड. इट कैन बी ट्रांसफर्ड फ्रॉम वन टू सेकेंड, सेकेंड टू थर्ड एंड थर्ड टू फोर्थ, एंड दोज पीपल कैन ऑल्सो फिल इन दोज डिटेल्स एंड इट विल स्टिल बी अ वैलिड इंस्ट्रूमेंट. इट विल नॉट बी इनवैलिड, इट कंटिन्यूज टू बी वेरी मच वैलिड. ओके, आफ्टर हैंडिंग ओवर द इनक्वायर्ड बिल टू एनी पर्सन, द मेकर कैनॉट डिनाई हिज रेस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी ऑन द इंस्ट्रूमेंट मेयरली बिकॉज द डिटेल्स आर नॉट फिल्ड इन बाय हिम. यदि मुझे कंफर्ट चाहिए तो आई शुड हैव फिल्ड इट माइसेल्फ. जब मैं उसमें डिटेल्स नहीं भरती हूं, सिर्फ साइन करके दे देती हूं किसी को, तो फिर आगे जाकर मैं रो नहीं सकती, मैं ये नहीं किट किट नहीं कर सकती कि अरे मैंने तो भरा ही नहीं था ना, आई एम नॉट आंसरेबल, आई एम नॉट लायबल, आई एम नॉट रिस्पॉन्सिबल. ये गलत है बिकॉज आई हैव गिवन द इनकम्प्लीट और ब्लैंक इंस्ट्रूमेंट टू द अदर पर्सन विथ माई फुल कॉन्शियंस कि तुम भर लो भैया, इसमें तुमको जो भरना है भर लो. सो आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू एस्केप लायबिलिटी. यू नो, इसमें बहुत सारे केसेस ऐसे हुए हैं जहां पे हस्बैंड वाइफ का झगड़ा हुआ है. हस्बैंड इज गिवन द वाइफ अ ब्लैंक चेक, ही हैज साइंड इट एंड गिवन टू हर, से तुमको जितना खर्च है घर के खर्च के लिए जितना पैसा चाहिए भर लो और जाके पैसे निकाल लो बैंक से. उसने अमाउंट डाल दिए, ही वॉन्टेड हर टू विदड्रॉ 10,000 rupees फॉर द एक्सपेंसिस फॉर दैट वीक, घर के खर्च के लिए. शी फिल्स द अमाउंट फॉर 1 lakh एंड गोज एंड बाइज ज्वेलरी एंड देन शील कम अगेन एंड आफ्टर टू डे शील टेल हिम पैसा चाहिए, गिव मी वन मोर चेक. नाउ द हस्बैंड कैन नॉट एस्केप रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी, ही कैन नॉट से टू द बैंक और टू एनीबडी इवन इन द कोर्ट ऑफ लॉ कि मैंने तो इसको चेक दिया था सिर्फ घर के खर्च के लिए और उसने गहने खरीद लिए, आई एम नॉट आंसरेबल, आई एम नॉट रिस्पॉन्सिबल, यू कलेक्ट द मनी फ्रॉम हर. नो, ही कैन नॉट हैव दैट स्टैंड. ऐसे बहुत से झगड़े हुए हैं भाई भाई के आपस में, पार्टनर्स के आपस में, हस्बैंड वाइफ के आपस में, फादर एंड सन, फादर एंड डॉटर और फादर एंड सन इन लॉ, यहां पे सब झगड़ा हुआ है वेयर देयर हैज बीन मिसअंडरस्टैंडिंग बिकॉज ऑफ सम कम्युनिकेशन गैप और देयर आर सम इंटरनल डिस्प्यूट्स विद इन द फैमिली एंड दैट इज व्हाई दीज प्रॉब्लम्स कम अप. दीज ऑल्सो हैपन इन द केस ऑफ सेल ट्रांजैक्शन ऑफ प्रॉपर्टीज. घर बेचते समय, गाड़ी बेचते समय ये सब हम चेक भर के देते हैं, अमाउंट भर लो, और फिर बाद में जाके पता चलता है कि गलत अमाउंट डाला हुआ है और फंसाया गया है. बट द प्रॉब्लम इज दैट जिसने साइन करके दे दिया, अमाउंट नहीं भरा, ही हैज नॉट टेकन प्रॉपर केयर. सो नो वन कैन एस्केप रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी इररिस्पेक्टिव ऑफ व्हाट योर इंटरनल प्रॉब्लम्स आर. इंटेंशन कुछ और था पर उसका गलत फायदा किसी और ने उठाया तो भी द मेकर इज रेस्पॉन्सिबल. द ओनली वे टू एस्केप सच प्रॉब्लम इज टू फिल इन द अमाउंट एंड गिव. चाहे तो 2-3 checks दे दो ना, पर पहले हाफ द अमाउंट के लिए एक चेक दे देना, बाद में दूसरे अमाउंट के, जहां पे डाउट है अमाउंट के बारे में, गिव 2-3 checks सो दैट यू नो यू आर लॉसेस फॉर फ्यूचर इज रिड्यूस्ड. सो आफ्टर हैंडिंग ओवर द इनक्वायर्ड बिल टू एनी पर्सन, द मेकर कैन नॉट डिनाई हिज रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी ऑन द इंस्ट्रूमेंट मेयरली बिकॉज द डिटेल्स आर नॉट फिल्ड इन बाय हिम एंड दैट अदर पर्सन हैज फिल्ड इन वॉट एवर ही वॉन्टेड टू. Now we have what is known as sight bills. Sight means looking, looking at the bill. In Hindi they say darshaniya hundi. It's a type of a hundi, darshaniya hundi. So you are looking at it, you are taking darshan of that instrument. So sight bill. And if the bill says that it is payable on sight, that means it is payable on demand. Looking at the bill, you have to make the payment. So, anytime he may come and show you the bill, you have to go and make the payment. So, it is a demand bill. A site bill means a demand bill. Anytime he comes and shows you the instrument and you look at it, you have to make the payment. Bills and promissory notes are payable either on demand or on a future fixed date. Checks are always payable on demand. So, checks will always be site bills. Now, on demand means immediately payable. On demand does not mean that he is coming and ordering, chalo, paisa do. Oh, demand nahi hai. Demand is a normal word. In this Negotiable Instrument Act, demand means whenever he comes and asks you for a payment. So, a site bill must be presented for payment. A site bill has to be brought physically, that bill has to be brought and shown to the drawee, and he has to say, look at this bill, give me the payment. Dekho ye bill hai, iske anusar aapko mujhe paise dene hain. So, a site bill has to be presented for payment. It will be payable within a reasonable time thereafter. So, drawee ne bill dekhne ke baad, within a reasonable time, he has to make the payment. Now, reasonable time ka bhi diya hua hai. What it means? If there is undue delay in the payment, it becomes overdue. So, normally, a person has a bill in his hand, it only says, on demand, please pay to Mr. C, rupees 1 lakh. And this bill is drawn on B. Now, Mr. C has to take this bill and go and show it to B and say, B, please give me the payment. Now, Mr. B will give him the money if he has got the cash ready with him. But if he doesn't have, he will say, dekho, mujhe do din ka time do, main paise arrange karke fir aapko payment deta hoon. Now, he, do din jo hai, it's a normal terminology. He may not really mean 2 days, he can pay next day or he may take 1 week or he may take 1 month. To yahaan pe, payee ko fir wo demand jo ye hai, on demand, uska meaning hi nahi rahega na. If he is going to take 1 month to make the payment, the drawer could have as well said, make payment after 1 month. But when he says on demand paid to him, this person should be always in readiness to make that payment. So, isliye uske paas utna paisa hona zaruri hai. Yadi nahi hai, to bhi jald se jald ikkatta karke usko paisa dena chahiye. The act says that whenever a demand is made, he should make the payment within 48 hours. 48 hours means 2 working days, and that should be sufficient for him to arrange the money and make the payment. A time bill. Time bill is which is not a demand bill. It is payable after a particular time. It is payable on a future date, fixed date, or after a particular happening of an event. A bill which is payable on a fixed date or after a specified period is a time bill. So, it is not payable on demand, it is payable after some time. A bill which is payable after the happening of an event is also a time bill. If I say, Mr. A, please pay to Mr. B after he gets married to Mrs. C. So, here I tell that you made the payment after his marriage is over. So, that is the happening of an event. Shadi honi hai, uske baad isko payment milna hai. Or if I say, Mr. A, please pay to Mr. C after the goods come from London. To London se maal aane wala hai, maal aane ke baad turant isko paise de dena. Yani wo jaakar maal chuda ke la sakta hai. So, I can link this. It's not a conditional payment, which is going against the definition of a bill of exchange. It is attached to the happening of an event, and that event is going to happen. So, you are linking it to that. So, this is not happening today. It is happening after some time. So, it is a time bill. Or I can write specifically on the bill, Mr. A, please pay to Mr. C on the 4th of November. Or I say, Mr. B, please pay to Mr. C 30 days from site. So, once he looks at the bill, from there 30 days. So, they are all time bills. In the case of time bills, the limitation period starts from the maturity date. In a demand bill, the limitation period starts from the day the bill is presented for payment. So, maine jis din paise mange, usi din se 3 saal tak limitation hai. The bill is valid for 3 years from the date of demand. in the case of a time bill, the limitation starts from the day maturity date. So from that date onwards, 3 years. They are also known as usance bills, time bills. Time bill means after a particular time, usance also means usance period. So that much of period should lapse and then you get the payment. So it is a time bill. Usance bill is a time bill. Now we have what is known as escrow bills. See, there are so many types of bills. Now these bills, you know, the types, various types, they are all related to certain trade activities. And in the business community, since there are so many types of business, so many different practices followed, you need to have so many types of documents. But by and large, they are all quite simple. You need not worry so much about so many definitions. Over a period of time, we come to know what bill is what by looking at it, by reading the contents. An escrow bill is one which is endorsed or delivered to a person with the understanding that it will be paid only if certain conditions are fulfilled. Here, the maker of the bill tells the drawee, please pay to Mr. C if so and so condition is fulfilled. It is not a conditional order, it is an unconditional order for payment. But you say that payment will be done provided so and so thing happens. Then it is an escrow bill. And escrow bill is valid in law. It is a legitimate negotiable instrument. It is not an invalid document. It is not unlawful. The liability of the drawer starts only when the conditions are fulfilled. See, if the condition is fulfilled, the liability of the drawer starts. The drawer has to get the payment arranged. Drawee will pay. If the drawee doesn't pay, the drawer has to pay when the condition happens. And if he does not make the payment, both drawer and drawee will be liable provided that condition is already fulfilled. Once the condition is fulfilled, the liability gets crystallized and they have to make the payment. Either the drawee pays or the drawer pays. They have to pay. There is no question of avoiding payment. But if the condition doesn't happen at all, whatever condition is stipulated, that event does not take place, then there is no liability. If the condition, the event takes place, it is fulfilled, the liability gets crystallized and both drawer and drawee become responsible. But if the event, that condition is not fulfilled, there is no question of payment till it actually happens. A holder in due course, his rights are however protected. So you know, the person who is getting this bill, escrow bill in his hands, has to wait for that event to take place. Till then he cannot demand payment. Ek bar condition fulfill ho gaya toh payment demand kar sakta hai. But jab tak condition nahi hota hai toh usko payment nahi milega. So he has to wait. But if that person has endorsed the bill in favor of somebody else, say a holder in due course, a holder in due course is somebody jahan pe consideration ho chuka hai. And thereafter it is endorsed in that person's favor and that holder gets the bill in good faith without negligence for a consideration, he is a holder in due course. So, usko to payment milna hi hai. Whether the condition gets fulfilled or not, he must receive the payment. Now, let me make this very clear. I'll give you a very clear example for escrow bill. I have a very big building in which I've got three portions in my name. These three portions I have let out to one A company, ABC Private Limited, three blocks. And I have to receive rent from them every month as per the agreement on 5th of the month. 5 tarikh ko wo kiraya mere khate mein jama karenge, bank ke khate mein. They are going to pay a rent of rupees 1 lakh into my account for these three blocks taken by them on rent. Once I get that 1 lakh rupee credited to my account, I will pay to Mr. B rupees 60,000. So I can pay to Mr. B rupees 60,000 एवरी मंथ आई हैव टू मेक द पेमेंट, मे बी इट इज एन इंस्टॉलमेंट अमाउंट, लोन लिया है मैंने उससे, तो उसको जो इंस्टॉलमेंट देना है, ये 60,000 मैं इंस्टॉलमेंट कब दूंगी, 1 लाख रुपया मेरे खाते में जमा होगा तो फिर मैं 60,000 इसको इंस्टॉलमेंट भर सकती हूँ. सो आई प्रिपेयर द बिल इन सच अ वे फेवरिंग मिस्टर बी कि आई विल गिव यू रुपीज 60,000 एवरी मंथ प्रोवाइडेड आई गेट रुपीज 1 लाख इन माई अकाउंट ऑन एवरी 5th. 5 तारीख को मेरे खाते में 1 लाख जमा होगा तो मैं आपको 6 या 7 तारीख को या 10 तारीख को 60,000 रुपीज पेमेंट करूंगी. सो आई प्रिपेयर द बिल इन सच अ वे आई एम पुटिंग अ कंडीशन दैट आई विल गिव यू 60,000 एवरी मंथ प्रोवाइडेड आई गेट 1 लाख एवरी मंथ इन माई अकाउंट ऑन 5th. इफ दिस 1 लाख इज नॉट क्रेडिटेड बाई एनी चांस टू माई अकाउंट आई विल नॉट पे 60,000. तो मैंने क्या किया, ये लिंक कर दिया. नाउ द अकाउंट दैट आई एम मेंटेनिंग इन द बैंक अकाउंट फ्रॉम विच 60,000 विल बी गिवन दैट अकाउंट इज ऑल्सो नोन एज एन एस्क्रो अकाउंट एंड द बिल दैट आई हैव ड्रॉन फॉर मेकिंग पेमेंट ऑफ 60,000 एवरी मंथ दैट बिल इज एन एस्क्रो बिल. दीज थिंग्स आर ऑल अलाउड इन ट्रेड प्रैक्टिस. इट इज लेजिटिमेट, इट इज वैलिड, दे आर नॉट अगेंस्ट द डेफिनेशन ऑफ नेगोशियबल इंस्ट्रूमेंट एज पर द एक्ट. So I have linked one act to another act and I have prepared the bill accordingly. This is valid. So this is an escrow bill where I have said that I will give you the payment provided I get the money from this party every month on so and so date. Now we have what is known as accommodation bill. I've told you a little bit of what is an accommodation bill. Now see, A and B are doing business. B and C are also doing business. There are so many businessmen. Now B is in a tight crunch. Usko paise ki zarurat hai. He can take loan from the public. He can take loan from his bank. But market condition is very tight. Nobody is ready to give him loan. So he tells Mr. A, mere naam pe ek bill bana do. Mere favor mein ek bill banao. Saying that you are going to pay to me on so and so date. There is no direct transaction between A and B. But B is requesting A, please prepare a bill in my favor. Say that I am going to get 10 lakhs from you on 30th of October. So A draws a bill in favor of B. There is no money transaction between them. There is no consideration. But A draws the bill in favor of B. And B takes that document to C or a bank and says, please, dekho, mujhe to ye 10 lakh milne wale hain. 30 तारीख को आप इसके अगेंस्ट मुझे अभी थोड़ा सा पैसा दे दो. सो द बैंक और दैट अदर पार्टी टेक्स द बिल एंड ऑन द स्ट्रेंथ ऑफ दैट बिल दे गिव हिम लोन. दे डिस्काउंट दैट बिल एंड गिव हिम पार्ट अमाउंट 80% 90% वॉट एवर एंड दे डिडक्ट द चार्जेस एंड द इंटरेस्ट फॉर दैट पीरियड एंड दे गिव हिम द अमाउंट. नो एन अकोमोडेशन बिल, द बिल drawn by A in favor of B, is not based on any genuine trade transaction. It is a bill. All the contents of a bill are included in that. They are mentioned therein. But it is not a trade bill because there was no genuine transaction. So a bill which is not a genuine trade bill is an accommodation bill. It has been drawn only to accommodate that party who wanted funds. There will be no consideration or financial transaction. It is a fake bill, but not fake in the real sense because it is signed by the maker. It is in favor of a party. It is in favor of somebody who is going to get the payment on a due date. So all those other aspects are taken care of, but the underlying business, that is not there. The signature is not forged. The people are not fictitious, they are all very much there, genuine people, and yet there has been no business transaction. Such a bill is an accommodation bill. The drawer does not give any consideration to the drawee. Hence, the drawer is not liable to the drawee. So, between the drawer and the drawee, there is no trade transaction. So, between the drawer and the drawee, there is no real liability. This one liable to that one or that one liable to this one. There is no such liability. But if the drawer is liable to a holder for value, he has to make the payment. Now, see, A has drawn the bill in favor of B. Now, B endorses it to C. And C has given money to B on the strength of that bill. Now, A will have to pay to C on a due date. On that due date, A has to make payment to C because B to C was a genuine transaction, money transfer was there, and there was some understanding that on the due date, if B doesn't pay, A will have to pay. B ne kya kiya? Uske naam pe accommodation bill mila, to C ke paas leke gaya. C ne kaha, mujhe payment do, payment le lo, aur mere naam pe endorse kar do. To B has endorsed the bill in favor of C. C gives him, against the 10 lakhs bill, he gives him 8 lakhs. Now, on the due date, C has to get the payment. Now, C is a holder for value. He has made the payment to B. C should get the payment. And rightfully, he has to get the payment from B. So, B ne yadi nahi diya, to kon bharega paisa? A. C can take both B and A to task and demand money if from B, if not B, A. So, the drawer is liable to the holder for value. Drawer is not liable to B, but drawer is liable to the holder for value. Here the holder for value is C. So, A becomes liable to C. Now, we come to fictitious bills. See, in the case of accommodation bill, A has drawn the bill in favor of B. Kyunki B ne request kiya, dekho bhaiya, mujhe paise ki zarurat hai, mujhe madad karo, ek bill bana ke de do, mere favor mein. Ab A ne kar diya, oblige kiya, to theek hai, it is an accommodation bill. But A ne oblige nahi kiya. Now B goes and asks 3-4 people, ki ek mujhe bill bana ke do na, bill bana ke do na. And nobody agrees, ki nahi nahi, hum nahi karenge aisa kaam. Now what B does, he wants money. He is desperate. खुद ही एक बिल बना देता है. Pretending to be A, I promise to pay to B on or before 30th October rupees 10 lakhs. Now there is no A at all. A is a non-existent person. He is a fictitious person. पर उसने बिल बना दिया and it looks very genuine. So this bill he will take to C, get it discounted and take the money. This is a bill of exchange in which the drawer and the payee are both fictitious. The drawee is fictitious or the payee is fictitious or they are non-existent. But the bill is genuine because it contains all the requirements of a bill as per the Negotiable Instrument Act. This bill cannot be enforced in law. Ab kiske against enforce karoge? Enforce karna hai, toh it has to be enforced against A. Where is A? There is no A at all. A is a fictitious person, imaginary person. But it is a bill because it is drawn by somebody. That somebody is not existent is different. On the look of it, on the face of it, the bill is genuine. It's drawn properly, it's drawn, signed. It's an unconditional order in writing, asking somebody to pay to somebody. Everything is in order. The only thing is the drawer is fictitious. Or I promise to pay to Mr. B. Here I am genuine but B is fictitious. I have prepared a promissory note like this. I can make such promissory note to show that I have taken loan from somebody, maybe to evade income tax, maybe to show that I have got so many debts. I want to declare myself as insolvent, or I want to go and tell in my balance sheet I want to cook up some figures. I want to show a lot of book debts. I want to show a lot of creditors, whatever. I want to boost up the figures. So I prepare fictitious bills. So, the drawer is fictitious or the drawee is fictitious, the payee is fictitious. These are all fictitious bills. Now, if this bill is accepted by a genuine person, then it comes into the hands of a holder in due course. It becomes a valid bill. At the initial stage, it is not a valid bill because it is a fictitious bill. It is drawn by a fictitious person or drawn on a fictitious person, but once it is going from one hand to another, it is endorsed and then it passes from one person to another, it is accepted by a genuine person. Now the drawee is not, drawee originally is fictitious, but it is endorsed by A to somebody. that someone is a genuine person, really existing person, and there is a valid transaction, and that person now, that person was accepted, he will also become a holder in due course, he is entitled for payment. And he can exercise his authority and ask payment on the strength of this bill. So it becomes a valid bill. It will no more remain a fictitious bill because it has gone from one hand to another through a genuine transaction. So it becomes a valid bill and the holder in due course can demand payment. But this is true only when the first endorsement and the signature of the drawer are seen. See, this is possible if the drawer is existing, drawee is fictitious. So the drawer is endorsing it in favor of C. Now C becomes the holder in due course. So C will make the payment provided A is real and A has endorsed it. So the endorsement on the back of the bill is in the same handwriting as of A. Then he is going to do it and then he gets protection. So the endorsement and the maker's signature, they are same. In that case, C has no reason to believe that there is no D, drawee, there is no Mr. B. So he believes that this is a genuine bill and in good faith, he makes the payment and takes the bill in his favor. He is going to get the payment on the due date and he deserves to get the payment. So there is no question of Mr. A claiming that this was a fictitious bill. Arre, drawee to tha hi nahi, to tum kahan se aage picture mein? No, because he was a holder in due course, he continues to be a holder in due course, there was a genuine transaction, fictitious bill has become a real bill and payment is to be made on that bill. Now we have what is known as a forged bill. The word forge, what do you mean? Copy somebody else's signature. When you are copying someone else's signature, it is not just for fun. Ki hum mazak mein किसी का सिग्नेचर या हैंडराइटिंग कॉपी कर रहे हैं. फोर्जरी मीन्स यू नो इंटेंशन टू डिफ्रॉड, इंटेंशन टू चीट, इंटेंशन टू क्रिएट अ लॉस टू समबडी एंड क्रिएट अ बेनिफिट टू मायसेल्फ, दैट इज फोर्जरी. नाउ इन अ फोर्ज्ड बिल, इट इज अ बिल इन विच द नेम ऑफ द ड्रॉअर और द पेई इज फोर्ज्ड. आई हैव प्रिपेयर्ड अ बिल, मिस्टर ए प्लीज पे टू मिस्टर सी ऑन 30th November. So I have written, Mr. A, please pay to Mr. C, rupees 5 lakhs. Now this goes into the hands of D. So what D kya karta hai? C ko D kar deta hai, haath se change kar deta hai. He has changed, so it is not just the signature which is copied, he makes a change in the instrument whereby he is going to get benefit. So C ke badle D ke haath mein bill gaya aur D C ko D kar deta hai. So he will get the payment, he becomes the payee. So he says that I have to get the payment. So the bill in which the name of the drawer or the payee is forged, this bill cannot be enforced by law. A forged bill is not enforceable in law because a criminal act has come into it and law will never protect criminals. Forgery is a criminal offense. So forgery can be not just forging the signature, it also means making changes whereby the rights and liabilities of one person is transferred to another person and somebody is put to loss because somebody else wants a gain. Mujhe profit milna chahiye par usko nasht bhi hona chahiye. So ye jo hai, this is forgery. Not merely signing but also changing the contents in such a way that somebody is put to loss and somebody else is gaining out of it. This bill cannot be enforced by law, as I said, because criminal offense aa gaya uske andar. It does not hold good even in the hands of a holder in due course. Now holder in due course will get protection if he is taking the instrument in good faith and without negligence for a valid consideration, for proper money transaction. पर मनी ट्रांजैक्शन प्रॉपर कब होगा? जब व्यक्ति सही होंगे. अब व्यक्ति सही नहीं है, वहां पे नाम बदला गया है या अमाउंट बदला गया है, तो द ट्रांजैक्शन बिकम्स इनवैलिड. सो अ होल्डर इन ड्यू कोर्स विल आल्सो नॉट गेट प्रोटेक्शन. होल्डर इन ड्यू कोर्स गेट प्रोटेक्शन इन अ फिक्टिशियस बिल. holder in due course gets protection in accommodation bill, but holder in due course will not get any protection in the forced bill, क्योंकि यहाँ पे drawer या payee सब बदल चुके हैं, somebody else has come into the picture, so the drawer in holder in due course उसको कोई benefit नहीं मिलेगा. The drawer is not liable to make any payment under such bills. If the drawer signature is forged, the drawer, the original drawer, he need not make the payment, but he has to show that the signature was forged. Now, these are several cases, forged bills, which are faced by many banks day in and day out, and they become answerable. So that is why the signature has to be scanned very nicely by the banks, and they have to verify the signature of the customers thoroughly before deciding whether to pay or not to pay. A check issued by me comes into the hands of the bank for payment through another bank. The bank has to decide in a matter of 5 minutes ki ye signature sahi hai nahi hai, pay karu nahi karu. So they go through the record which is available with them, where the signatures are scanned and kept, customers ke signature tally ho raha hai nahi ho raha hai. Now there are so many practical problems involved in this, because you know, for a same customer the signature changes over a period of time. The signature which I had at the age of 20 will be different from the signature that I'll have at the age of 40, or what will I have at the age of 60. Handwriting badalta hai, but the mode of signature will remain the same. Handwriting badal jata hai with age, haath thoda shake bhi hota hai, but the mode of signature will remain the same. The mode will not change. So bank wale kya dekhte hain, whether the mode of signature is same, kyunki bank walon ka ek peculiar position hai. Bank has to make the payment. If it is making the payment of a forged signature, it is answerable ki aise kaise tumne mera check pay kar diya, ye to mera signature hi nahi tha. Yadi signature genuine hai, fir bhi signature alag lag raha hai, aur bank ne return kar diya check, payment nahi kiya, to bhi customer chillayega ki ye to mera hi signature tha, aapne kyun रिटर्न किया चेक, मेरे खाते में पैसे थे, आपने रिटर्न कर दिया फिर भी, तो माय रेपुटेशन इज लॉस्ट. तो कस्टमर दोनों तरफ से चिल्लाएगा, बैंक ने पे किया तो भी मार खाता है बैंक, यदि रिटर्न किया तो भी मार खा लेते हैं. तो यहाँ पे बैंक हैज टू बी वेरी कॉशियस इन डिसाइडिंग वेदर द सिग्नेचर इज फोर्स्ड और नॉट, वेदर द अमाउंट इज चेंज्ड और नॉट, वेदर द नेम ऑफ द पेई इज चेंज्ड और नॉट. ये सब बहुत डिटेल में माइन्यूटली बैंक हैज टू सी. And then they have to decide whether it is a forged bill or not a forged bill. It is a genuine bill. जहाँ पे mistake हुए हैं और वो correct हुए हैं तो okay. But ये सच में drawer ने किया या किसी और ने किया, you won't come to know. And because of these problems, banks have to exercise caution. और क्या होता है, you know, in these bills there are lot of other problems involved. Other problems in the sense, money laundering, terrorism ke liye, you know, people pass on checks, and there are so many fictitious or forged checks transferred from one party to another, especially bade bade amounts. To wahan pe ye bahut sare problems aate hain, and their bank has to really exercise caution and take care that the payment is going correctly and they are not making payment of any forged bills. It is not just for banks, it is for any bill of exchange where the person who has to make the payment, the drawee, jiske upar bill draw kiya hai, he has to make the payment, he has to really ensure that kisi aur ka naam usme forge kiya nahi gaya hai. The real person who is entitled to get the payment is getting it. So friends, I feel you would have understood where these are the various types of documents, various types of negotiable instruments, these are the various classifications, and they take care of so many aspects. So I hope you have got this very clearly, and I am sure you will understand the subject more nicely now. Okay, thank you.